where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police have identified the man arrested after a homicide investigation this week. 40-year-old Adam Michael Bishop has been charged with first-degree murder and indignity to a dead body. Police say the victim is 66-year-old Christopher Michael Bond of Sarnia. Officers were called to a residence near Queen and Divine Streets Wednesday morning and found a dead body inside. Bishop was being held in custody pending a bail hearing. The NDP says it's reached a deal with the governing Liberals to introduce the first piece of a national pharmacare program. It would include coverage for birth control and diabetes medication. The deal is a critical piece of the supply and confidence pact between the two parties. A pilot project is being launched in Sarnia and Windsor to support automotive and mobility technology. Minister of Federal Economic Development Agency for Southern Ontario, Philomena Tassi, says $8 million is being invested through the Ontario Vehicle Innovation Network. You can read all the details at sarnianewstoday.ca. St. Clair Township Council has approved upgrades to the Brigden Cenotaph. Chuck Stevens spoke on behalf of the Legion during a recent council meeting. He says they'd like to add dates of the Afghanistan War to the original monument and add two other structures to honor UN and NATO personnel.
We believe in Brigden it's important to continue to remember those who sacrificed their lives and freedoms for our lives and for our freedoms, but not only those who died in World War I and World War II in Korea. We believe it's important to remember those who have recently done so.
They're also planning to add two customized memorial benches. The entire project is estimated to cost about $12,000, most of which is going to be fundraised. The 15th annual Hike for Hunger is set for tomorrow. Members of the local scouts are meeting at Tecumseh Park and are going to haul canned food donations to the Inn of the Good Shepherd on John Street. In Executive Director Miles Vanney says the troops are going to be hauling backpacks and wagons with a police escort. He says February is an ideal time to hold the event.
A lot of our donations are really quiet after Christmas. We've used up a lot of the food that came in over Christmas. So having something in February to bring additional food in is really important. It's that timing to kind of, fill that little gap.
Vanney says they're seeing about 2,200 people at the food bank every month, which is nearly a 25% increase over last year. Hike for Hunger has brought in about 60,000 pounds of food over the years. Tomorrow's walk begins at 11 a.m. And the City of Sarnia has extended its contract with a pyrotechnic company, which will see the cost of Canada Day fireworks hover around $35,000 per year over the next 4 years. The City's Canada Day committee has worked with Garden City Fireworks since 2013. An agreement entered in 2018 allowed for a 4-year optional extension, so the contract has been extended to 2028. Flurries in the forecast tonight, 2 centimeters possible on a north wind, low minus 9, the wind chill down to minus 17. A few flurries ending tomorrow morning, then clearing, high minus 3. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and windy, high 5, and mainly sunny Monday, high 7 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.